Now, I want to give you another little drill that I want you to start practicing, starting on this lesson when you practice tomorrow for your 20 to 30 minutes. This is going to be a new technique to help your ear, and I'm starting you on it now because way down the road in these tapes, we are going to come to chords like this. Let me just give you an example. It could be something really easy like this, or it could be something rather unusual like this. So what we have to do is, I want to start to prepare your ear for these unusual intervals now. So you're going to get a new technique now called the unlocking technique. The unlocking technique. Remember, unlocking means that the ear hears some tones and it's able to get inside of them in order to understand what the tones are. Remember, I was telling you that when I was trying out for concert choir at one point, the choir master played a chord like this. And he asked me to sing the middle tone. He was testing to see if I could get inside the chord to hear what was going on inside rather than just the top note. Most people just hear the top note. And then he asked me to sing the bottom note. And when he found out I had very good relative pitch, then he tested me for perfect pitch. And then when he found out I had them both, then he wanted me in the concert choir so badly, and I decided to drop out because it was taking up too much of my time. I wanted to practice the piano. I didn't want to sing that much. And when that happened, he went all to the dean and he wanted me to stay in. He says, this guy has perfect pitch. He has relative pitch. We want him in the choir. And anyway, the dean ended up saying that it was my decision, and you can imagine how it turned out. Anyway, that's just a little side story. But the point is that this unlocking thing is very important. To be able to get inside the tones and pick out the middle tone or pick out the bottom tone is a very important skill. So, what we're going to do is we're going to start practicing an unlocking technique. And here's the way it works. It's very simple. You go to a piano or go to a guitar or a synthesizer, you have to go to some instrument where you can play two tones at once. So if you play the flute or the oboe or any kind of instrument that you can only play one tone at a time, you'll need to see if you can spend a little bit of time occasionally, whenever you can, hopefully every day, practicing on an instrument where you can play more than one tone at a time. And here's how it works. You just reach out and play any two tones, like this. Now you listen to those two tones and you sing what you hear. La, la. Now I'm singing it down an octave. I'm hearing it and I'm singing it down an octave. So you sing, you listen inside and you sing what you hear. La, la. Then you pick out two more. Like maybe something like this. And you can sing from top to bottom or from bottom to top. Actually, I think I'm going to have you start singing from bottom to top because later on, we're always going to want to identify our chords from the bottom up. This is the way we do it in the perfect pitch course. We always identify our chords from bottom up. That way, we make a standard. So, sing your tones from the bottom up. The top note is easy to hear. Now, listen. You listen inside this chord and you sing la la. You have to get into it and hear it. Now you might take something like this. And you get inside of it and listen to it and you sing la la. And check yourself just to make sure you can sing it. Now you can start off with very easy intervals. You don't even have to be concerned with what you're playing. Just pick out any two tones and listen to them and then sing the bottom one first and then sing the top one after that. This will culture your ear so that it learns to hear any kind of a sound and quickly get inside, unlock it, and know what you're hearing. Then when we get into playing more than one tone at a time, the ear will feel very comfortable with